You're listening to the Online News Weather and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.
State police report a Minden child has died from injuries following a one-vehicle crash Monday on I-20. State police report on Monday just after 7:30 a.m., troopers investigated a one-vehicle injury crash on I-20 west of Highway 157 in Bossier Parish. The crash ultimately claimed the life of an unrestrained 6-year-old identified as India Moore of Minden. Investigation reveals a 2008 Buick driven by 30-year-old Tredarion Moore of Minden was heading westbound on I-20 when the vehicle left the roadway and struck a tree. Both were transported to Ochsner LSU Health in Shreveport with life-threatening injuries. Tuesday afternoon, state police were notified that India had succumbed to her injuries and was pronounced dead at LSU Ochsner Health in Shreveport. The crash remains under investigation by state police. The Webster Parish Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of Marson Evans, age 25, of Homer, who was booked on a warrant from Amarillo, Texas police on a charge of aggravated robbery. The suspect was taken into custody at a location in Sarepta. The Sheriff's Office reported an arrest for being a fugitive from Claiborne Parish. Minden City Police reported arrests on outstanding bench warrants. The Department of Transportation and Development advising motorists that starting at 7:30 a.m. Thursday morning, the outside lane of I-220 westbound in Caddo Parish will be closed for barrier rail repair. The closure is expected to last one day, with work to be performed if weather is permitting. A 30% chance of showers today, high 77, south wind, gust of 35 miles an hour. 70% chance of showers overnight, low near 40, west wind, gust of 35 miles an hour. Sunny Thursday, high 67, southwest wind, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Clear Thursday night, low near 42, south wind, 5 to 15 miles an hour. Partly sunny Friday, high 53. Cloudy Friday night, low 32, and that's the forecast. At the meeting of the Webster Parish Police Jury Tuesday, police jurors offered condolences regarding the death of police juror from District 5, Bernard Hudson. A number of board appointments were approved by the police jury. Appointments for several boards, including for the Webster Parish Communications District, reappointing Hank Haynes and Ursula Hullaby to 4-year terms beginning January 1, 2023. Webster Parish Fire Protection District 8, reappointing Leon Smith to a 2-year term beginning February 1, 2023. For Sarepta, Fire District 5, reappointed Todd Pickard and Michael Corley. Terms will expire December 31, 2024. For the Webster Parish Convention and Visitors Tourism Commission, appointing Jerry Lee to replace Nick Cox. Term expires December 31, 2023. Appointed Diane Blake to replace Karen Calvert. Term expires December 31, 2025. In other action taken by the jury, the approval of the audit engagement for the annual financial audit with Wise Martin & Cole CPA for audits for 2022, 23, and 24, along with CPA services for 2023. The next scheduled meeting for the police jury is March 7th. In a recent session of Ward 1, Minden City Court, held before Judge Sherb Sintel, Danny Allen pleaded not guilty to careless operation and aggravated assault and will stand trial February 22nd. Jalea Anderson was fined $75 plus court costs for disturbing the peace, simple assault. Sakari Batten was fined $100 plus court cost or 10 days in jail for simple criminal damage to property. Demesia Corley pleaded not guilty to disturbing the peace by simple assault and will stand trial February 22nd. Mark DePriest was fined $100 plus court cost or 10 days in jail for criminal mischief. Noah Heidelberg was fined $100 plus court costs or 10 days in jail for contempt of court. Madison Hill was fined $100 plus court costs or 10 days in jail for open container. Christian Periton pleaded not guilty to careless operation and will stand trial February 22nd. Cardarrell Smith was fined $100 plus court cost or 10 days in jail for contempt of court. DeCarlos Thomas was fined $100 plus court cost or 10 days in jail plus 7 days suspended for resisting an officer, and fined $100 plus court cost or 10 days in jail for each count of public drunkenness and disturbing the peace by being intoxicated. Norrell Washington was fined $175 plus court costs for reckless operation, fined $100 plus court cost or 10 days in jail for possession of an alcoholic beverage in a motor vehicle. Lavert Young, Myron Sumlin, Sherry Harris, and Lacey Holloman were each fined $100 plus court cost or 10 days in jail for contempt of court. Rebecca Watson pleaded not guilty to criminal trespass and will stand trial February 22nd. In a recent session of Ward 2 Spring Hill City Court, held before Judge Stuart McMahon, Kiamber Franklin pleaded not guilty to driving under suspension, along with no inspection sticker and no liability insurance, and will stand trial at a later date. Kevin Giles pleaded not guilty to unlawful storage and will stand trial at a later date. Patrick Wheeler pleaded not guilty to domestic abuse battery and will stand trial at a later date. And several cases were passed to future court dates. Float awards were presented at the Mardi Gras parade held Saturday. The Most Spirited Group Award went to Crew of Ambassadors of Minden. The sweepstakes winner was Crew of Artemis of Spring Hill. The Best Small Float went to the Scottish Society of Louisiana Highlands. The Best Marching Group, the Minden High ROTC. Most Original or Creative, the EF Exchange Students. And the Best Marching Band went to the Minden High School Band. Well, it starts Thursday and runs through Sunday, the annual Minden St. Jude Auction, starting at 9 a.m. Thursday morning, 7 a.m. Friday and Saturday morning, and 1 p.m. Sunday afternoon. You can hear the auction on KASO AM 1240, KBEF 104.5 FM, KBEF.com, as well as local cable channel 11 and at MindenStJude.com. The grand prize drawing is a 2023 GMC Yukon or $50,000 cash. In the Partner and Hope drawing, one drawing is for $5,000, a second for a Disney trip for four, a third drawing for a big screen TV package. In addition to all the merchandise items that'll be up for bid on the St. Jude auction, there's also lots of food opportunities. Thursday, starting at 11 a.m., there'll be jambalaya plates by Randy Stevenson and Matt Wimberly for $10 each. 5 p.m. Thursday, pork chop plates from Hugh Wood and Alex Collins for $12 each. On Friday, a pancake breakfast by Minden Medical Center starts at 6 a.m. for $5 each. Brisket plates start at 11 a.m. for $12 each from Skylar Marvin in the DA's office. And then gumbo will be served, provided by Jesse Waller, at 5 p.m. Friday, $10 each. On Saturday, there'll be beignets served from 9 to 11 a.m. Also beginning at 11 a.m., fajitas by Calvary Baptist Church. And fried fish plates starting at 5 p.m. by Gary Brown and the Alley Cats, $12 a plate. On Sunday, a hamburger steak plate for $15 starts at 11 a.m., provided by Jimmy Hall. And the Pleasant Valley Methodist Church will sell hamburgers Sunday afternoon starting at 5 p.m. for $8 a plate, along with the St. Jude Chili Cook-Off and the Tasting Cups. Lots of things to do during the annual Minden St. Jude Auction, Thursday through Sunday at the Minden Civic Center. Funeral service for Albert Sneed is scheduled for noon Friday at the Mount Pilgrim Baptist Church. Burial will be in the Pine Grove Cemetery in Taylor, with a visitation Thursday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. in the Minden Benevolent Chapel. Funeral services for Bernard Hudson are scheduled for 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon at the Growing Valley Baptist Church, with Reverend George Rice officiating. Burial will be in the Growing Valley Cemetery. Visitation will be Friday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. in the Minden Benevolent Chapel. Funeral services for William Matthew Bill Barkus Sr., age 85 of Minden, are scheduled for 1 o'clock Saturday at First United Methodist Church. Burial will follow the graveside service at Hamilton Cemetery in Dubok. Visitation time will be at 10:30 Saturday morning at First Methodist Church. Survivors include his wife Edith Hannah Edie Barkus of Minden, two daughters Jessica Welch and Hannah Peshoff, a sister, 10 grandchildren, and 9 great-grandchildren. Wimberly Agency is a multiple-line independent insurance agency that has served our area for nearly 60 years. From a personal auto policy with one vehicle to a growing business with a large fleet of vehicles, pollution exposure, and large bond demands, Wimberly Agency has the company and personnel to provide excellent insurance solutions. With convenient locations in Minden, Ringgold, Homer, and Hainesville, call 377-3611 or visit WimberlyAgency.com. Good afternoon. It's time for the Trading Post on Kansas Radio, the program to buy, sell, trade, give away, lost and found. So get your pencil and paper ready. It's time for the Trading Post on AM 1240 KASO. On the Trading Post, all telephone numbers will begin with a 377 prefix unless otherwise stated. All the cell phone numbers will have the area code 318 unless otherwise mentioned. For rent, a three-bedroom brick house at 612 Watt Circle. Call 0060. They have a three-bedroom house for rent, brick house. It's located at 612 Watt Circle. 0060 is the number. A couch to give away. Call 2584. They have a couch to give away. They're at 2584. Wanted someone to build a privacy fence. Call and give quotes at 268-1945. Wanted someone who could build a privacy fence. Call and give a quote at 268-1945. Wanted a stove for around $50. They'd also like to buy a refrigerator with a price of around $75. Call 678-0354. Wanted a stove for around $50 and wants to buy a refrigerator for around $75. 678-0354. Four tires for sale, size 235-16. They're $15 each, or you can buy all four for $50 at 780-5239. Four tires for sale, size 235-16. $15 each or $50 to buy all four. 780-5239. For sale, an electric dryer and a gas stove at 455-9682. For sale, electric dryer and a gas stove, 455-9682. 682. Wanted two truck tires, size 255-70-16, 465-3881. Wanted two truck tires in size 255-70-16, 465-3881. Greens for sale, 562-0887, and leave message. They have greens to sell. Call 562-0887. Please leave message and phone number. For sale, a computer roller desk and a pop-up hunting blind. 562-0887. 754-8967. A computer, roller desk, and a pop-up hunting blind. For sale, all at 754-8967. For sale, two dog houses, one for $35 and one for $45, 562-0603. They have two dog houses for sale. One goes for $35. You can buy the other one for $45 at 562-0603. Wanted, a couch and a recliner, 382-3985. Wanted, a couch and a recliner at 382-3985. For rent, a three-bedroom, one-bath house at 803 Center Street, $800 a month, plus an $850 deposit. Call 553-0189. That's for rent. Three-bedroom, one-bath house at 803 Center, $800 a month, plus an $850 deposit at 553-0189.
That was today's online news, weather, and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.